Hello, and how are you all in this very, very strange time that we're living through? I'm locked down, or locked up, whichever way you want to look at it, in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, and there could be far worse places to be locked down, like Devil's Island, or Alcatraz, or in the White House, or even in Number 10, instead of which, here I am in the beautiful part of the world, and it's very quiet. The birds are singing out there, the river's flowing, but we're not allowed to move. But we have loads and loads and loads and loads of great CDs for you, which I'm going to play now and for the next maybe 3 hours. I don't know. Who knows? Kicking off with this, from a band that I know very little about, and I'll tell you what little I do know after this piece of music. They're called Jiggy. The album's called Hypernova, and this is called Shamasine, which is Irish for Little James. I think they'd have gone down a bomb in the Irish club Manchester Queen's Road back in 1968. I can just see them all up in there. Fantastic. I love the band. It features, amongst other people, the talents of traditional musicians like Dyra Bracken, Aoife Kelly, Eamon Galdhuv, Eamon de Barra, Robbie Harris. It's got loads and loads of great musicians on it, all of whom are of world stature. I suppose you'd say it was a blend of traditional Irish hip-hop, dance grooves, world music, whatever. And I love it. Now, Fellside Records, that great little label, have just put out a box set of Jeslow's Fellside recordings. The set is called, let me just read this, the Jeslow Fellside Collection. You see, I was nearly right. It's got the Old Durham Road CD, Galloway's. It's got Bad Penny, Briefly on the Street, and Bead Weeps, five cracking CDs from one of our national treasures, one of the greatest singer-songwriters we've ever, ever had, in my humble opinion. He's going to be putting out an album soon, which has got one of his new tracks on it, which is called Let's Talk Dirty in Geordie. Actually, the Geordie accent is a very sexy accent. I wish I could learn it myself, like, you know, gannin' doing the lawn, pitter-patter, clitter-clatter, where you cannot gone wrong, man. Anyway, this is one of my favourite of Jez's songs from the album Bede Weeps. This is A Call for the North Country.
Song. I'm a windblown seed in a land of green, living with a dream gone wrong. Ah, but someday, some say, they'll all be going meaner in the North Country. I reckon none of them born rookie. I tell you that it ain't no lie. I can't even cross my heart for fear I'd shoot. Someday, some say, they'll all be growing greener in the North Country. I left me aged parents, living and taking in trash. The house was sliding down a worked-out seam. They were waiting for the coal boy cash. Ah, but someday, some say, they'll all be growing greener in the North Country. Let me find a place on high. Now she's looking for the great north road, a twinkle in a old man's eye. Ah, but someday, some say, they'll all be growing greener in the North Country. One day I get me mojo working, spitting on the horseshoe ground. You can't do me harm with your hex and charm. Someday, some say, they'll all be growing greener in the North Country. So people come and gather round me, listen to me sing my song. I'm a windblown seed in a land of green, living with a dream gone wrong. Ah, but someday, some say, they'll all be growing greener in the North Country. Ah, yes, someday, some say, they'll all be growing greener in the North Country.
Call from the North Country from the album Bede Weeps, which is one of five CDs in the Jezlow Fellside collection. I'll play another track later on in the show, because I forgot to mention that there are also quite a few bonus tracks included in the five CD sets, previously unreleased material. Great songs from a great songwriter. Now, Salt House is one of my favourite bands of the last 10 years. Jenny Sturgeon, Ewan McPherson and Lauren McCall. You might remember I've played some of Jenny's stuff, her solo albums. She's a singer, guitarist and a harmonium player. She also has a PhD in seabirds. Ewan, great guitarist. He plays with the bands Freeboat and Shugle Nifty. And he's also a songwriter. Lauren McCall, as many of you know, comes from the Highlands. She plays with the band Rant and the Rachel Newton Band and does loads of solo and studio work. She plays fiddle, viola and sings on this as well. This is what I used to think was a traditional border ballad, but I've actually found out It was written sometime in the early 1800s by a Scottish poet called Thomas Campbell. Whatever. From the album Whoam, this is Salthouse with Lord Ullin's Daughter.
The chieftain to the highlands bound cries, boatmen, do not tarry, and I'll give thee a silver pound to row us o'er the ferry. Now who be ye would cross Loch Isle, this dark and stormy water? Oh, I'm the chief of Ulva's Isle, and this Lord Ullin's daughter. And fast before her father's men, 3 days we fled together. For should he find us in the glen, my blood would stain the heather. His horsemen hard behind us ride, should they our steps discover. Then who will cheer my bonny bride when they have slain her lover?
The whole album is full of really beautifully produced, played and sung songs like that. Terrific. That's Lord Ullin's Daughter, Salthouse, from their new album, Whoam. Now, Bird in the Belly is a Brighton-based folk group, and it's a bit complex, this, but I'll make it as quick as I can and as clear as I can. The band is comprised of Hickory Signals, which is Laura Ward and Adam Ronchetti. Some of you may know the duo. Includes Ben Webb, who is an alternative folk singer-songwriter, plays with Jim Woo and Green Ribbons, and topping it all off is multi-instrumentalist and producer Tom Pryor. It says on the bottle that together they collect little-known and forgotten lyrics, poems and stories from around the UK and set them to their own hypnotically original compositions. I think that comes from F-Roots magazine. I really like them, but let's see what you think. This is Bird in the Belly with, I think, a cracking song called Coal Black Wine.
King Death was a peerless fellow. He sat where no sun can shine. He lifted his hand so yellow and poured out the cold black wine.
There came to him many a maiden whose eyes had forgot to shine, and widows with grief overladen begged for the cold black wine.
When will I be called to go? They say that heaven only knows. The young have fun, but when the day is done, there's a cup for us all. The scholar left all of his learning, the poet left all of his mind, the beauty left all of his blooming, tempted by cold black wine.
Oh, came to the peerless fellow, who laughed till his eyes dropped bright, and he gave them his hand so yellow and pledge them in death's black wine.
When will I be called to go? They say that heaven only knows. The young have fun when the day is done. When will I be called to go? They say that heaven only.
Bird in the Belly there with Coal Black Wine from the album Neighbours and Sisters. Now, I do hope you're not fed up of me saying this, but I think it's really important. One great way of getting into folk music is to get some of the cheaper compilation albums, because many of them have got really fantastic tracks on them. And I'm going to play something now from a compilation set called Irish Ways, which sounds horrible. It sounds really tacky, but it's not. It's a brilliant 2-CD set which contains gems like this. Niamh Na Cara, one of the greatest of young Irish traditional musicians, with a tune set called The Dolly Varden, which is a barn dance and slip jig. But enough for me. Just have a listen to this.
Thank you. and she threw her leg over an ass, and the fourpenny nail in the saddle went up to the quick in her arse.
The voice you just heard on the end there was not Niamh na Cara, but Cos Tian, the great Irish traditional musician. Niamh na Cara there with the Dolly Varden, followed by Moll Rua, a barn dance and a slip jig. Great stuff. That's from the album Irish Ways, a great 2-CD set of wonderful music. Now, regular listeners to the show will know that I'm a big, big fan of Sam Lee, singer, songwriter, researcher, and organiser of most amazing events. His new album, Old Wow, is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I've played a track from it already, and I'm going to play another one now, which I think is a really deeply sympathetic and yet different treatment of one of the great standards of the folk canon, certainly in the English tradition anyway. Spencer the Rover.
These words were composed by Spencer the Rover, who traveled most parts of Great Britain and Wales. He had been so reduced, which caused great confusion, and that was the reason he went on the roam. In Yorkshire and in Rotherham, he had been on his rambles, being weary of travelling. He sat himself down at the foot of yonder mountain. There runs a clear fountain with bread and cool water he himself did refresh, and it tasted than the gold he had squandered, more sweeter than honey, and it gave more content. But the thoughts of his babies lamenting their father brought tears to his eyes and made him lament. And the night fast approaching, to the wood he resorted, with woodbine and ivy his bed for to make. There he dreamt about crying, lamenting, go home to your family and your rambling on the 5th of November, I've a reason to remember when first he arrived at his family's front door. While they looked so surprised when first he arrived to behold such a stranger once more in their sight. And his children came around him with their brittle prattling stories, with their brittle prattling stories to drive care away. Now they are united like birds of one feather, like bees in one hive. Contented they'll be, contented they'll be, and go rambling no more.
One of the great standards from the English folk tradition, given a very different but I think beautifully sympathetic treatment there from Sam Lee's album Old Wow, Spencer the Rover. Now, Gene Tuck emailed me to say, Mike, I've been banging my head against the wall trying to remember a song that you played on your show way back. It's about a soldier who won't get up in the morning and they're trying to leave and they're going to leave without him. Can you tell me any more about it? Well, luckily, there's still two brain cells left up there, or as Poirot would say, the little grey cells. And I remembered it's Tom Paxton's song, Jimmy Newman, from his album Number 6, and it's a Vietnam War song and one of the greatest anti-war songs ever written or recorded, in my humble opinion. So for Gene Tuck and all you lot out there, this is Tom Paxton with Jimmy Newman.
Get up, Jimmy Newman, the morning is come. The engines are rumbling, the coffee's all brewed. Get up, Jimmy Newman, there's work to be done. And why do you lie there still sleeping? There's a waiting line forming to use the latrine, and the sun is just opening the sky. Ah, the breakfast they're serving just has to be seen, and you only to open your eyes. Get up, Jimmy Newman, my radio's on. The news is all bad, but it's good for a laugh. The tent flap is loose, and the peg must be gone. Why do you lie there still sleeping? The night nurse is gone, and the sexy one's here, and she tells us such beautiful lies. Her uniform's tight on her marvelous rear, and you've only to open your eyes. Head up, Jimmy Newman, you're missing the fun. They're loading the planes, Jimmy, it's time to go home. It's over for us, there's no more to be done. And why do you lie there still sleeping? It's stateside for us, Jim, the folks may not know. We'll let it be such a surprise. They're loading us next, Jim, we're ready to go. And you've only to open your eyes. Get up, Jimmy Newman, they won't take my word. I said you sleep hard, but they're shaking their head. Head up, Jimmy Newman, and show them you heard. Ah, Jimmy, just show them you're sleeping. A joke is a joke, but there's nothing to gain. Jim, I'd slap you, but I'm too weak to rise. Get up, damn it, Jimmy, you're missing the plane. And you're on.
Of course, Jimmy didn't get up because he couldn't. Brilliant song. Jimmy Newman, Tom Paxton from his album Number 6. I always think that Tom Paxton has got a lot of the feel of French chansonniers about him. He's got that ability to tell stories within a song and also to do it in a very, very musical way, which, you know, I think goes beyond three chords and the truth somehow. I love his stuff. And he's also, by the way, one of the funniest joke tellers I've ever come across. There was one night in San Diego, the two of us must have sat there with his manager till about 2 a.m, just having a few nippy sweeties of Jack Daniels, I think it was, and just swapping jokes till the early hours. It was great crack. Great songwriter and a great person. Lovely man as well. It's strange because I'm actually working at the moment on my autobiography, Volume 2, and a couple of stories about Tom and other people are going to go in it. In fact, this next chap is going to feature in it as well, Johnny Silvo. Johnny and I shared many a stage together, particularly when he was playing with Dave Moses on bass. What can I say about Johnny? One of the great singers of the 60s, and sadly no longer with us, but he left us a legacy of what I think great songs, including this one I'm going to play you now, which is another Tom Paxton song. It went on to become a classic of the folk scene of the 60s and 70s. It's Johnny Silvo with A Lesson Too Late for the Learning.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand. In the winking of an eye, my soul is turning in your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, did not mean to be unkind. It was the last thing on my mind. You got reasons aplenty for going. This I know, this I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, did not mean to be unkind. It was the last thing on my mind. As I walk, my thoughts are a-tumbling. Round and round, round and round. Whilst beneath me the subway is rumbling. Underground, underground. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, did not mean to be unkind. It was the last thing on my mind. As I lay in my bed in the morning, without you, without you. Every song in my breast, it dies a burning. Without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know it was the last thing on my mind.
The late and great Johnny Silvo from the album Midnight Special with the Tom Paxton song Lesson Too Late. And I must not get bogged down in memorabilia here, but many a great time I had with Johnny when he used to come up to Manchester work in the MSG, or when we played various festivals together. He had a very interesting and sad, to some extent, life. Certainly in the beginning, he was a Dr. Bernardo's boy who somehow got up and got a guitar and took the folk world, at least, by storm. Now, Australian singer-songwriter Karras Thompson has upped sticks from Oz and come all the way to Devon, where he's now living, and his little kids are still wondering where the Dartmoor kangaroos have got to, apparently. He's come over here to work and write and make albums, and his new CD, produced by Sean Lakeman, also stars Sean's brother Seth and Sean's partner Catherine Roberts. It is, I believe, a top-shelf cracker of an album. And I'm going to just paraphrase the notes that are in front of me, because I would be here forever explaining this song. The song is called Yeagan, and it tells the story of an Aboriginal Australian, a warrior from the Noongar people, which I think is in the Western Australia region. And the Noongar people rose up against the influx of the British colonial whites that were being basically shoved into what was Britain's largest open-air prison. The local people, naturally, like anybody who's been invaded, didn't like this. Anyway, during the course of a struggle, Yeagan killed a white settler. The white settlers got together, put a bounty on his head, eventually captured him and murdered him in cold blood. As if that wasn't enough, they chopped his head off to claim the bounty, and later an Australian official posted it to London, where it was exhibited as, quote, an anthropological curiosity. Eventually it was given to a museum in Liverpool, held in storage for more than a century, before they took it out and buried it in an unmarked grave in 1964. Well, over the years, the Aboriginal people, the Noongar tribe, asked for repatriation of Yeagan's head, and eventually the burial site was found and identified in 1993, and 4 years later the head was exhumed and sent back to Australia. So a little bit of justice was granted in the end when the head was finally buried in a traditional ceremony in the Swan Valley in July 2010, 177 years after Yeagan's murder. Here's Karras Thompson with the story of the Aboriginal warrior Yeagan.
The hero born, feared and admired. He was tall, he was brave. Son of Ninja Guru, he was a bridge, but take ours, but take yours too. That's the law, that's the way. Two young boys, William and James Keats, like Judas, they betrayed. Took his bones, took his head. Took his skin, took his breath. His land, took his rest, and now he's come home, he's come home. '33, we lost a rebel and a king. It was hard to hold on in the tide. Smoking in gum leaves, with a feather of a red and a black cockatoo. Aboard the Cornwallis, he sailed away. To Liverpool, in a grave with 22. Stillborn, he was made to wait. bones and took his head. Took his skin, took his breath. Took his land, took his rest. And now he's come home, he's come home. Ken Cobham landed in London. He said, Yagen's head returns with me. Clapsticks beat like a gun. The old Noongar man's son at Perth Airport late in the night. So many more still on foreign shores, far, far away. Took their bones, took their heads, took their skin, took their breath. Their land, took their race. It's time they came home, they came home.
The story of Yagen, Karras Thompson's new album, Shakespeare Avenue. Now, many of you will know the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. They were the movers and shakers of the early years of the folk revival, certainly the Irish part of it anyway. Not many of you, on the other hand, will know, I suspect, that Tommy Makem's mother, Mrs. Sarah Makem, was a great singer, a great traditional singer who had a hoard of wonderful songs. Many collectors came to record her songs, and if you go to the Irish Traditional Music Archive, you'll find some of her material there. Well, this is one song collected from her which became a standard. The old Irish expression is, it is the pure drop. This is going back to the well for water. Many of you will know the song, In the Month of January. Well, this is the lady who taught it to the world, Mrs. Sarah Makem.
It was in the month of January, the hills were clad in snow, when over hills and valleys, my true love he did go. It was there I spied a pretty fair maid with a salt tear in her eye. She cry. Oh, cruel was my father that barred the door on me, and cruel was my mother dreadful crime to see. Cruel was my own true love to change his mind for gold. And cruel was that winter's night that pierced my heart with cold. For the taller that the palm tree grows, the sweeter is the bark, and the fairer that a young man speaks, the falser is his heart. He will kiss you embrace you till he thinks he has you won. Then he'll go away and leave you all for some other one. Now all you pretty fair maids, a warning take by me, and never try to of a high tree, for the leaves there will all wither and the branches will decay, and the beauty false young man will all soon fade away.
Not sure when that was recorded. I think I would guess way back in the 50s. Wonderful, wonderful. I mean, apart from the technical quality, that is a wonderful song and wonderful rendition. Straight from the soul. This is Sarah Makeham. In the Month of January is the name of the song. And I was talking earlier on about getting hold of, you know, little collections of stuff, whether it's Irish, English or world music, doesn't matter. You can, for a few quid, get, you know, 30, 40, 50 songs in a box set. And that comes from another box set called the Absolutely Irish Collection. Wonderful, wonderful song. Now, there's a lad comes in the session at the Jolly Angler in Manchester on a Tuesday night called Kelly Burke. He's a brilliant flute player, mandolin player. He can play just about anything. Fiddle, he plays fiddle great as well. And he also plays the oud. He came in one night with this strange sort of round coffin with a bit sticking on the end of it and took out this instrument just to show us, really, and he'd been to lessons to learn it. The oud is the precursor of the lute, and therefore the precursor of the guitar. It's originally an Arabic instrument, and it's got a very distinctive sound all of its own. Well, he'd been to lessons that night and come to the session afterwards, and one of the guys he's got involved with in the course of learning the oud is a man called Richard Fay, who's a composer, ethnomusicologist, arranger, performer, and a producer of shows, including Amid the Murk Over the Irwell, which was where Jewish and Irish musicians got together. I think it was in the Cheetham Hill Manchester Jewish Museum, and produced a wonderful evening of Irish and klezmer music joining together in each other's traditions. That's Manchester for you. Well, Richard Fay has had his work described as ethno-classical, which I suppose captures in some way his melding of classical and traditional music elements. He himself plays a variety of brass instruments and a button accordion, not a piano accordion. He's made an album called Music for Hard Times, and on the album Richard Fay has corralled, grabbed a few Manchester musicians to help him out, including that wonderful, wonderful multi-instrumentalist, but best known probably for her banjo playing, Angela Usher. I suspect this is the first time she's had to play Arabic or Mediterranean music on a banjo, and she does it beautifully. This tune is called From Dimitri's Hands. Just sit back and luxuriate in the sound you're going to hear now.
Thank you.
Great stuff. I'm going to have to learn that tune for whenever the Jolly's going to be open again after this lockdown. My regular Tuesday nights, I miss it. Sat in the corner there trying to learn jigs and reels from a rake of great musicians. And I can just imagine my mate over in Connemara, Eamon McLaughlin, listening to this and thinking, he's a great baron player, by the way, great drummer. And I can imagine him thinking, oh, is that a slip jig or is it a hop jig or is it a double triple backflip at all? Because it's in something like 13/11 time. So you better get learning it, Eamon. I'll see you when I get over and we'll have a do on that together. That tune from Dimitri's Hands comes from Richard Fay's new album, Music for Hard Times, and it really is a cracking album. Well, I'm going to go from Manchester Irish and Arabic to Hungary now, because singer, songwriter and teacher Robert Severin, who was born in this country of Hungarian parentage and has strong connections both to Hungary and to his now home, Scotland, has written a lovely album called Postcards from Budapest. And each song that he's written tells a true story about real lives lived in and changed and disrupted in that city during the 20th century. And several of them have also got Scotland woven into their histories. This one is my own particular favourite from Postcards from Budapest. This is Robert Severin with the story of Rudy's War.
Rudy took the westbound train. His final stop was Waverley. All he had was his uniform and half a pack of Will's Embassy. He knew there was no way back. Home was out of bounds. Welcomed like a long lost son on old Riki's hallowed ground. Rudy's war was with his curse, shadows cast by demon thirst, lured to shores of oblivion. Sweet sirens called his name. He caught the eye of a Magyar maiden. She saw his easy charm. He wondered if she really loved him, but found a homeland in her arms. Lonely hearts in a strange new land, in the strangest times. She said yes and gave her hand. They cried to Auld Lang Syne. Rudy's war was with his curse, shadows cast by demon thirst, lured to shores of oblivion. Sweet sirens called his name. She said yes and gave her hand. She thought he'd change in time. Now Rudy's war was also hers. They cried for Auld Lang Syne. Lured to shores of oblivion. Sweet sirens called his name. Sweet sirens called his name. I hear them call my name.
The story of Rudy's War from Robert Severin's album Postcard from Budapest, the story, I'm guessing, of the meeting of Robert's parents. Now, I've been talking too much on this show, so I'm going to go straight into this next track from Rowan Godell. Her album is called Where the Wild Horses Roam, and this is a beautiful version, I think, of the traditional song Lovely on the Water. And I'll tell you a little bit about the song after this.
As I walked out one morning in the springtime of the year, I overheard a sailor boy, likewise his lady fair. They sang a song together, made the valleys for to ring, and birds on the spray in the meadows gay proclaimed the lovely spring. Said the sailor to his sweetheart, we soon must sail along with you I'd stay. But our queen she do want sailors, and we must leave the shore, and we must face the wars, my love, where the cannons laugh do
from her album Where the Wild Horses Roam, with a beautiful version of the traditional song Lovely on the Water. That song, by the way, was collected from Mr. Fred Osman of Bartley in the New Forest on the 3rd of November 1908. This is one of about three collected versions, as far as I know. Vaughan Williams collected a version in Norfolk in 1908, and it was also collected in Georgia, USA, sometime around 1932. There you go, a bit of information for all us folky nerds out there. Now, Project Smok, S-M-O-K, is a trio which comprises of multi-award-winning musician Ali Levac, who's an amazing piper and whistle player, Pablo Lafuente, guitar player, of course, who plays with Josie Duncan and the Tweed Project, and Ewan Baird on Bowron. Ewan is one of Scotland's most famousest ballroom players of all time. He plays, amongst others, with the Paul McKenna Band. I really love the three lads together, but let's see what you think. From the album Bayview, this is a cracking tune called Aris Haig.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, there are some players coming out of Scotland nowadays. Absolutely brilliant. That's Project Smock with Aris Haig from their album Bayview. Smock, why I'm chuckling a little bit under my breath is that anybody who knows Yiddish will know what a schmock is. I wonder if those boys do. Anyway, enough of that. I received an email recently from Giovanni Marcella, who wrote, there's a very haunting version of Renadine sung by Archie Fisher, where the backing from a sitar takes it to another level entirely. Magical stuff and very atmospheric. Would you consider playing it? If you have already, I'll catch up with it as I go through the stored podcasts. Love the show to bits, by the way. That podcast is a reminder to go and look at the archive. If you haven't done already, there's 270 plonk versions of this show there, all for your delectation and download and enjoyment. And they contain such gems as this. I have played it before, way back in the past, but here it is again. From an album simply called Archie Fisher, here's the great man himself with a beautiful version of the traditional ballad, Renadine.
One evening as I rambled among the springtime, I overheard a young woman converse with Renadine. She said, young man, be civil, my company forsake, for to my good opinion I fear you are a rake. Oh no, my dear, I am no rake, cast up in Venus' train, but I'm searching for concealment all from the judge's man. Her cherry cheeks and her ruby lips, they lost their former love, and she fell into his arms. He kissed her once and he kissed her twice, till she came. And but soon she asked him, pray tell me. He said, my dear, if you look for me, perhaps you'll not me find, but I'll be in my castle in choir for and night she followed him, his eyes so bright did shine, and he led her over the mountains with the shrine.
Archie Fisher from his eponymous album with Renadine, the story of a shapeshifter, maybe turned himself into a wolf or a fox, who knows. Originally, I think the song came from Ireland and was called something like The Mountains of Pomeroy. Beautiful ballad and a beautiful, mysterious story. Now, Tom Paxton, who I played at the head of the programme singing that song, Jimmy Newman, was interviewed recently about his life and work, and he talked about the influence and impact a guy called Bob Gibson had on him. Bob Gibson was one of the sort of New York City, Greenwich Village folkies way back in the 50s and 60s, who had a massive influence on loads of people, including Bob Dylan, and screwed his entire career up through a combination of drugs and alcohol. But when he was really working and fully in control of his craft, he was unbeatable. And he made an album with a guy called Bob Camp in 1961 called Gibson and Camp at the Gate of Horn. I've managed to get my grubby little mitts on a copy of the album, and from it this is a song which is very much of its time. Listen carefully to the lyrics. This is Gibson and Camp with Chicago Cops.
This ballad marks a very historic event in the city of Chicago. A whole bunch of cops got busted.
It was a thrill for us all, I tell you.
The title of this song is, I think it's a terrible shame it only takes 10,000 crooks to ruin the reputation of one honest cop. I'm an old Chicago copper. That's just what I am. These investigations, I do not give a damn. I'll tell all those do-gooders just where they all can go. Say, I don't want no changes made, I like the status quo. Say, I don't want no changes made, I like the status quo. I'm prompt, alert, efficient while on the outer drive. I haven't made a single pinch since 1935. I'm courteous to the speeder. I praise him for his skill. And I always got the proper change for a $20 bill. And I always have the proper change for a $20 bill. I hope this trouble's over soon so things can settle down. And Christmas comes again each day for cops in old Chi-Town. Or else I'll pack my badge and gun and northward I'll set sail. Cause the cops, they all retire young way up in Summerdale. The cops, they all retire young way up in Summerdale. Now it's time for decent folks to finally have their say. Let's separate the crooks from cops. Let the chips fall where they may. You've heard us tell our story. You know that we are right. And if God and the cops be willing, we'll be back tomorrow night. And if God and the cops be willing, we'll be back tomorrow night.
Well, very much of its time. Interesting stuff, I think. And you can see where people like Tom Paxton and Dylan were encouraged in their songwriting to have a go at the establishment. Now, I love this next song. I've played it at least once before on the podcast. It's called Three Fishers. The words were written by Charles Kingsley, who, as well as writing The Water Babies, was also one of the founders of the Christian Socialist movement in the UK. The Water Babies itself is not just a book for children, it's a book about child labour. Well, his poem, The Three Fishers, was written in 1851, and the line, "Men must work and women must weep," went on to become a well-known catchphrase. The last lines of each stanza about the waves on the bar refer to the belief amongst fishermen that it was a bad omen if the tide made a moaning sound as it receded over the sandbar that kept the harbour waters still. Farrah, that wonderful Scots group, have, I think, recorded the most beautiful version of the song ever.
Fishers went sailing out into the west as the sun went down. Each thought of the woman that loved him the best. Children stood watching them out of the town. Men must work and women must weep, though there's little tay yarn and many tay keep in the harbour. Three wives sat up in the lighthouse tower. women must weep. Though the storms be sudden and the waters be deep, and the harbour bar be moaning, and the harbour bar be shining sands in the morning gleam as the tide went down. The women were weeping and wringing their hands for those who will never come back to town. For those who will never come back to the town. Men must work and women must weep, for the sooner it's over, the sooner it is sleep. And goodbye to the bonnet's morning, and goodbye to the bonnet's morning. And men must work and women must weep, for the sooner it's over, the sooner it is sleep. And goodbye to the bonnet's morning, and goodbye to the bonnet's morning.
Four incredibly talented Scots lasses there, Farrar. And that's from their 2014 eponymous album. The song, Three Fishers, the words by Charles Kingsley and the tune by Garnet Rogers, brother of the late and lovely Stan Rogers. Now, long story, but I'll cut it right to the bone. I was surfing the internet a couple of weeks back and I came across a banjo player I did not know before from Ireland called Porrick MacDonkhider, and I was just knocked out by the style of the banjo playing, which had loads of lift, loads of depth, loads of swing to it, and yet loads of soul as well at the same time. He's not a young chap, he's been playing for more than 40 years, and he's just made a solo album, which he tells me is in the post, winging its way across from the Irish Republic, as I sit here in lockdown in Yorkshire. But knowing the postal system in Ireland and the fact that Ireland too is suffering greatly, I won't worry too much if it takes another few weeks or so to get here. Meanwhile, I do have a track I managed to snaffle off an album called Tunes in the Church, which has got a lot of people playing together in a beautiful church with amazing acoustics in Ireland. And the track I'm going to play you now has got Porrick playing with Cormac Begley, the great concertina player and scion of the famous Begley clan from the Dingle Peninsula in County Kerry. The tunes they're playing are Ships A-Sailing, Jackson's and Dunmore Lasses, all recorded live, and I think it is absolutely terrific. Well, let's see what you think. Thank you. Well, them lads were certainly sucking diesel, were they not? That was Ships A-Sailing, Jacksons and Dunmore Lasses. A great set of reels recorded live in one of the most beautiful churches in Ireland, Porrick MacDonkader and Cormac Begley. The album is simply called Tunes in the Church. And of course, if you want details of that and anything else you've heard on the show, and if you want links through to all the artists' websites, then go to our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to everybody who's appeared on the show, as I say, constantly and over again. And also the donate button there, because we will be coming up very soon for another few bob being thrown at the servers from this end of the world. So any few bob you can throw this way will be greatly appreciated. Now, I mentioned the pub, the Jolly Angler, at the back of Piccadilly Station in Manchester, where I go to the regular Tuesday night tune session. One of the lads playing there is Eric Faithful, who plays flute and pipes, and he's a really superb musician. And he plays in a band called The Flying Toads, and two of the other members of the band, Keith and Val Whidden, turned up to the Jolly one night to join in on the session, and they gave me a copy of their album. The Flying Toads album, I should say, which is called Warts and All. Well, the Jolly Angler session is a purely tunes session, and I didn't know until I got home that Val actually is a very, very fine singer. And I'll prove it by playing this for you now. This is Val from the album Warts and All, with a lovely version of one of the classic songs of all time, Bonnie Portmore.
Float it away. shine where you stand. And the more I think on you, the more I think long. For if I had you now, as I had you once before, all the lords from old England would not purchase for
Within there, and Flying Toads from the album Warts and All, with a beautiful version of the classic Bonnie Portmore. Now, at this particular moment, as you know, because of COVID-19, musicians are suffering really badly. Gigs have been cancelled. I myself have lost a heap of work, but I can manage because I'm semi-retired. But I was talking recently to one world-famous musician who's just had a tour cancelled in America, a tour cancelled in France, and a tour cancelled in Ireland, working with various bands. He's lost all his income for the next 3 or 4 months. So let's keep music and musicians going by ordering stuff if we can. Copperplate Music, I'm going to play you one of their tracks in a while, has got a great mail order system. For example, Kevin Burke's new CD is only available from Copperplate by mail order. And also you can order from the websites of individual musicians, like John Spires, like the Gig Spanner, Big Band, and this next lad, Will Pound. Will Pound is a fabulous musician and internationalist. I know he was tremendously upset, as was I, when we came out of the EU, when Brexit tore us away from what I regard as our logical home. But instead of grumbling and moaning and shouting, as I have been doing, he made an album to celebrate the musical traditions of the very mainland to which we logically belong. Even this tiny island off the coast of France will always be part of the European continent. So we went round and got loads of people from different areas of the EU to come and guest with him on an album which is called A Day Will Come. The track I'm going to play you now is just called Croatia/Hungary. Will is playing on it together with Hungarian and Croatian musicians. And what it reflects, I think, beautifully, is the great choral traditions within the music of those two countries.
Bye. Sve to, rodzice, chcę to przejechać sobie. Chcę nam rodzice, chcę to przejechać sobie. To da nam rodzice, chcę to.
Croatia / Hungary from Will Pound's new album A Day Will Come, and there's tracks from each of the countries in the EU melded in and mixed in with Will's playing, and it's a great collaborative thing, and it's a joyous celebration of the music of Europe. Do check it out. Now I'm going to talk a little bit more about myself, or rather my musical environs, which is not normally like me, but maybe it's because I'm locked in and can't get out to sessions. Anyway, one of the guys who comes to our Thursday session in the Golden Lion in Settle is a really great singer and guitarist called Stuart Douglas. In fact, he's not just a singer and guitarist, he also is a luthier, and he set up my mandolin and my guitar for me quite recently. And he gave me an album that he's just recorded of songs by contemporary songwriters. And it's really lovely. And one of the songs that struck me immediately is a song called 7 Years Old. And when I asked Stuart, who'd written the song, he said Peter Iverts. Now, I only know Peter Iverts as an actor, probably best known as the Archbishop of Canterbury in the TV series Victoria. And he also played Harry in the TV series Tom, Dick and Harry, and he's also worked on Heartbeat. And Stuart just sent me a message to say, quote, he's also a fantastic joke and storyteller who uses his acting skills to great effect. He's released 2 albums of self-penned songs, Sad and Sadder, but sometimes hilarious. I think Pete has a couple of songs on YouTube, but I don't think any of his lyrics are online. Pete is a totally unassuming gentleman. Well, there you go. This song was written by Pete Iverts, and it's sung here by Stuart Douglas. And it's a lovely, gentle song called 7 Years Old.
He sits in his armchair, looks out at the trees. He remembers climbing and scraping his knees. But his world now is measured in dinners and teas, and he can't find the words to explain to the people who wash him, dress him each day, then wheel him, park him, and then walk away, that it's time he was heading off outside to play, 'cause he's 7 years old once again. And it's hard when you're 7 and it's sunny outside, and there's mates you can play with and bikes you can ride, and places to run to and places to hide, but they make you stay in every day. visitors come, they sit down and chat. They say there is kids, but he can't believe that. How can you have kids that are grey-haired and fat when you're only 7 years old? He can hear them argue, but he makes it all stop, and he's back in the playground with his whip and his top, playing hopscotch and marbles with Sally and Dot. And he's 7 years old once again. And it's hard when you're seven and they won't let you be. They take you to wash, they take you to pee, and you tell them you've done all that since you were three, but they never listen to you. Each day they tell him, as though it's quite sad, that he's somebody's husband and he's somebody's dad. But he can't remember, so he doesn't feel bad, and he's living in childhood again. And he thinks of his gran, who looks after him, and he's singing the songs that she taught him to sing. Side, west side, all over the town. The kids play ring around Rosie. London Bridge is falling down. Boys and girls together, me and Maisie O'Rourke. We skip the light, fantastic, on the sidewalks of New York. The people around, they complain and they swear, but he doesn't hear, 'cause he's far, far from there, with his gran at the flicks, dancing with Fred Astaire. And he doesn't feel old age or pain, 'cause he's out in the sun and the rain, and he's 7 years old once again. Yes, he's out in the sun and the rain, and he's 7 years old once again.
Stuart Douglas from his album Reflective Covers. The song 7 years old. Yep, heading that way myself. Now, what can I say about this next song? My mate Stephen Hoyle, who played in the Edison Bell Spasm Band with me way back when, in one of those jug band days that we all go through, and we had a great time travelling the length and breadth of the country, playing things like Whitewash Station and My Sweetheart Told Me She Wanted a Diamond Ring, all that kind of great stuff. He's kept me in touch with jug band and blues band music ever since, and he sent me a link to an English blues band called the Two Hat Blues Band. So far, they've only got like a demo EP available, but they are working on finishing it off properly. I really like them. Do check them out on YouTube, because they've got a couple of nice little videos there. This is a song called Three Lime Whip, which has got nothing to do with sadomasochism at all, but has everything to do with politicians, and I love it. Two Hat Blues Band. Take it away, boys.
Thieves full of lies, full of clowns making that sound. Oh, 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 oh. Don't know why anyone would want to be in your somebody gonna burn it
Blues band there with Three Line Whip from their eponymous EP, which isn't quite out yet, but you'll find a link through to their website and you can find out all about it should you wish to get your grubby little mitts on a copy, and why shouldn't you? Now, I'm reading a book at the moment called Seasons of Change by Tom Kitching. Tom Kitching, one of the founder members of Pilgrim's Way, great fiddle player and a good egg. He's actually part owner of some kind of weird wooden canal barge that was used for transporting gas tar or tar gas or something up down the canals. Anyway, he's one of those wonderful English, eccentric is the wrong word, idiosyncratic, different people that make life so much more bearable and so much more fun. Now, Tom Kitching, who is, for my money, one of the greatest English fiddlers of the modern age, has written a book called Seasons of Change, which he wrote while busking all around England, getting the measure of the country. If you've read things like E.V. Morton's In Search of England or J.B. Priestley's English Journey, you'll know what I'm talking about. But here, you've got a lad standing in the streets of some of the small, run-down towns, some of the more richer southern towns and cities, and finding his way round England with his feet very firmly on the pavement, meeting people, talking to them, and playing music to them. All of which would be really boring in the hands of a crap writer, but he's not. He's a great writer, full of wit, very wise, and very knowledgeable about the places he's playing in. It is well worth checking out. To go with it, he's produced an album of his busking material. I'm going to play you a track from it now called Old Molly Oxford, and any Morris dancers out there, living or dead, will be well familiar with this tune. Thank you. Wonderful stuff. Old Molly Oxford. That's from Tom Kitchen's new album, Seasons of Change. Do check out the book if you get the remotest chance, because seriously, I am really enjoying it. I don't put it down. I carry it around with me, and when I get 5 or 10 minutes, sit down and read a bit more. It really is one of the best books on England in recent years. Now I'm going to stay in England and play you another track from the new album by Boff Worley and the Commoners Choir, Untied Kingdom. This song has got a great title. It reminds me so much of the kind of title that Michael Marrow would give his songs. This is called George Orwell Joins the Commoners on the Road to Wigan Pier.
We're on the road. The photographs of this old road in scratchy black and white, they've been coloured in for 80 years or more. We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road and walking back to Wigan Pier. All the faces of the people queuing up for daily bread tell the stories of the promises betrayed. And it starts to look like nothing's really changed in all the years as the patriotic colours start to fade. We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road and walking back to Wigan Pier. So from Birmingham to Stafford, then from Sheffield on to Leeds, we trace the journey singing as we
singing
go.
As we go.
And George turns up to join us and he sings a harmony on the same old songs we sang so long ago.
You're just a bag for putting food into.
We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road and walking back to Wigan Pier. Now every word on every page, an ear one for the heart, we repeat them as we make our way back home. We'll meet up in the kitchens of the palaces and halls, and we'll cook up our revenge and serve it warm. We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road and walking back to Wigan Pier. We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road.
We're on the road with Uncle Pat to Wigan Pier. We're on the road and walking back to Wigan Pier.
The Commoners Choir there from the album Untied Kingdom, with George Orwell Joins the Commoners on the Road to Wigan Pier. And there is a little bit of solo singing tagged on the end of that, but it would take me too long to explain stuff, so I've faded it out, so I hope you don't mind. But you can check it out on the album. Do go and get it. It's a cracking album. Now, John Doyle, great singer, great guitarist, did a fantastic album with Karen Casey way back. Also plays with McCusker, McGoldrick and Doyle, of course. New album out. I don't know very much about it because I've just got a very early release and I'm going to play you a track from it now called The Rambler from Clare, his version of a beautiful traditional song.
First of my journey that ever was known, I straight took my way to the county Tyrone, where among the pretty maidens they used me well there, and they called me the stranger and the rambler from Clare. It was then I enlisted in the town called Fermoy, but so many masters I could not comply. I deserted next morning, the truth I declare, and for Limerick town went a rambler from Clare. I made my way then to the town of Tralee, where I fell a courting young Sally McGee. Well, I first gained her favour and then left her there, and now they're in search of the rambler from Clare. like a deserter, my case to bewail. I was taken and captured in the town of Rakiel. Then off to headquarters, they had me repaired. And in that black hole stuck a rambler from Clare. Oh, I took off my hat and I made a low bow, in hopes that the colonel would pardon me now. Pardon he gave me was hard and severe. Oh, bind him, confine him, he's a rambler from Clare. And mother got a woeful surprise. My loving father, his shouts reached the skies. Brave boys, said my father, arms now prepare, and bring me my darling and a rambler from Clare. It was then we assembled in harmonious throng, with our guns on our shoulders, we were 10,000 strong. Well, the firing began with our boys in the rear. They broke the jail door and took the rambler from Clare. And we made our way then to the barony of Fort, where some of our heroes lay in camps before. Well, the firing began, I can't tell you from where, but our chief commander was a rambler from Clare. The united man, I cannot stay home in my own native land. So off to America I must quickly repair, and leave all my friends in that sweet part of Clare. Farewell to my father, wherever he be, likewise to my sweetheart, young Sally McGee. Well, the ship she lies ready, and the wind that blows fair. He has gone, God be with him, the rambler from Clare.
John Doyle from his new album The Path of Stones, which isn't quite out yet but is very nearly upon us, and as soon as I get a proper version of it I'll be able to read you some sleeve notes and stuff and tell you a bit more about it. What I do know, because I've heard more tracks than that, is that it's probably, I think, one of the best things he's done. Now just pin your ears back and listen to this. I'm going to read it from the notes. Andrew Cronshaw is a British multi-instrumentalist playing a 74-stringed electrified chord zither. Maro Van Tell, a 44-string double-sided cantel of his own devising. A wide range of wind instruments, including Fujara, a 180 centimetres long Slovakian shepherd's three-hole whistle generating shivering breathy harmonics. And the Bawu, a seductive-toned, brass-reeded instrument from China's Yunnan province. He also plays other non-mainstream instruments. Now you have it. I've known Andrew for many, many years and loved all his albums. He's a genius. A genius particularly with his work on the zither. which the Philistines amongst you will only know for the Harry Lime theme, which is, of course, a great tune made famous by an even greater film, The Third Man. But the zither is capable of so much. The tune I'm going to play you now is called Oran Mór MacLeod, The Great Song of MacLeod, a beautiful Highland lament. And let's see if you think what I think, because I can hear another tune within this. Oran Mór MacLeod, The Great Song of MacLeod there, from Andrew Cronshaw's album Zither. And the tune, or I should say the tunes that I can hear, because there are two tunes I can hear sort of echoing away underneath that tune, is the Irish tune Donal Óg and the Scots song I Fond Kiss. Have another listen and see if you can hear them. Always fascinates me when you can hear one tune inside another. And it's nothing to do with me needing new batteries for my hearing aid. Now, that great singer, songwriter Colm Sands has just sent me a copy of his new album, Songbridge. And I was going to leave it till the next show so I could spend more time with it and play you more tracks from it. And I will. I will play you tracks in the next show, but I want to play this one right now because, as Colm said in the note he wrote to me, he didn't know when he was writing this song that it would become as pertinent as it is now. It's almost really strange, as though he was looking into the future. As you know, Colm writes great funny songs as well as great serious songs, and this one started out funny, I'm pretty certain. It was inspired by something he heard in a doctor's waiting room from one of the old-timers. It's just an old thing that's going around.
It's just an old thing that's going around. That's what the doctor says. Take one of these in the morning and at night and come back in a couple of days. Could be something in the water, could be something in the air, or something that they're putting in the ground. Whatever it may be, as far as I can see, there's a lot of it going around. There's a lot of it going around. Could be something that you ate, could be something that you drank, the leakage of a business scheme. Like 50,000 pigs all going for a pee, just about a mile upstream. Could be 500,000 chickens that are coming home to roost, raising the ammonia alarm. Anaerobic indigestion could be closer than you think, down on the factory farm, or else it's just an old thing that's going around. That's what the doctor said. Take two of these in the morning and at night, and come back in a couple of days. Could be something you have taken from whatever you've been taking to keep that old thing away. Side effect or cause, it's time to take a pause from the hurry and the scurry of today. Could be something in the phones that are sticking to our ears, so I can talk to you and you to me. Are we melting down each other just to download faster on 2, 3, 4, 5G? Or is it just an old thing that's going around? That's what the doctor says. Take three of these in the morning and at night, and come back in a couple of days. Trees are growing thinner, and health is not a winner, when they never have enough's have all the same. Cutting down, spraying, generally betraying any part of nature in their way. Are we farming to the call of the pharmaceutical? Do the profits of the prophets rule supreme? If you're crazy for the cash, then you're itching from a rash that won't be cured by cream. For it is just an old thing that's going around. That's what the doctor says. Take four of these in the morning and at night, and come back in a couple of days. Could be something in the water, could be something in the air, could be something that they're putting in the ground. Whatever it may be, as far as I can see, there's a lot of it going around. There's a lot of it going around.
Just an old thing that's going around. Colm Sands from his new album Songbridge. And I'm not going to make any facetious remarks at this present moment in history, because I think the lad was obviously prescient without knowing it. To all you people working in the health services in the front line, let me just send you our thanks and our love, because I know that everybody listening to this show will agree with me that you are doing things that are beyond the call of duty. Likewise to all the support people, to the police, to the ambulance drivers, to the people who are supplying the hospitals, to the fitters within the hospitals, to everybody who's doing what they can to beat this monster of a plague. I'm going to be banged up here without having committed any crime, as far as I know, in this strange Kafka-esque situation for as long as the rest of you out there. So it's a short hop and a pip across the lawn from this stone shed back into the house, where I'll go and cook me dinner now. And I'll be thinking of all of you, wherever you are in the world, and hoping that things get better, that you stay safe, and that you and yours stay well. I'm going to finish this show now with a song called Angel in a Blue Dress, which I want to dedicate to all the nurses and medics and ambulance drivers and everybody out there that are working so hard to save lives. Many of us stood on our doorsteps on Thursday night at 8 o'clock and clapped to the skies. It's a cliche, but we really can't thank you enough.
She grabs a cup of coffee, drops the kids to school, pulls into the car park, but every place is full. So she blows an hour's wages on a public parking lot. That's another little piece of her the government has got. The drivers sit in silence, clutching mugs of tea. What's up, she says, no beds, they say, it's a state of emergency. So she pulls a coat around her, puts her headphones in. There's only room for music underneath this skin. She's the queen of soul, the diva of distress. Compassion makes her whole. She's an angel in a blue, blue dress. A brand new friend is dying. Last night her best friend died. If it wasn't for the music, she knows she would have cried. She knows about the sickness, loneliness and pain. She knows what doesn't break her will soon come round again. She's a queen of soul, the diva of distress. Compassion makes her whole. She's an angel in a blue. She's the queen of soul, the diva of distress. Compassion makes her whole. She's an angel in a